You know what time it is, sweetie?
It's hump day Q&A time.
Hump day Q&A.
Hump day Q&A.
Welcome to the Naked Marriage Podcast, Hump Day Q&A. We love answering your questions, so every Wednesday we're dropping a special podcast episode focused on one of your questions. You can submit your own marriage-related question online at nakedmarriagepodcast.com or by sending us a message on Instagram at Dave and Ashley Willis. We've got a great question today, so let's dive in.
I work 12 plus hours a day, and my husband only works about 6 to 8 hours a day. While I'm away from home, I leave to-do lists and errands for him. He is just so forgetful and can be so blind to what needs to be done around the house. These lists have been helpful, and he gets way more done for us. He was always cared for and cleaned up after by his mother. My hope is that he'll begin to see what cleaning needs to be done and bills need to be paid without me having to tell him. Is this unhealthy? How can I avoid this turning into a chores-like assignment from a parent to a child? Thank you. All right, so this is it's a great question and, you know, a dynamic a lot of people can be in just with different work schedules. And we've talked to a lot of folks who have different work schedules. And because of that, kind of the spouse who's at home more, you know, might just by nature being at home more, might, you know, have more that needs to be done around the house. But how do you navigate this without one spouse being the one who's just assigning chores like a parent to a child? How do you tackle this as partners and not as the parent-child that we talked about in that episode?
I mean, I think it's a great question, but I can tell kind of from her question, just like the description of the dynamic right now, he's not exactly self-motivated to do this. And it doesn't sound like either he resents it. So I personally don't think a list is a terrible thing. I think where it gets really bad is if you're harping on the list, making him feel bad if he forgot one thing on the list. I think where we have to really watch the parent dynamic coming in is just being, you know, respectful in a spouse way, not like patting him on the head like, good job, little buddy, for completing your chores. I mean, that's where it can kind of become parent-child. But I think if your husband doesn't really seem to see the chores that need to be done, because some people are just okay with laundry all over the floor, or they're okay with, you know, and I can tell like she's wanting
like, frankly,
certain things
done. I'm that guy. Like she's very delicately trying to not throw me under the bus. I am the slob in our relationship.
I wouldn't say
like,
slob.
No, my gosh. If the way that I lived before we got together.
Now, I will say it was rough.
It was
rough when you were on your own.
Yeah, it really was. And I have like just an amazingly high tolerance for things being like unorganized and whatever. And she is the cleanest person I know. And so I've really tried to rise to her standard because I know that it's important to her. But even still, like the weight of some of that still falls on her just because I'm not very good around the house.
But you're willing to do stuff.
I'm willing to do whatever.
You.
Like I'm willing to
and
do.
And you'd rather me tell you exactly what needs to be done.
I'll just say, tell me what you need me to do. But even in that, I think we have to, you know, we try to be careful for it not to just be like, here's your list and go do this.
And I think that's where this wife is really wise in trying to make sure that they're not falling into that.
Yeah.
Because if it becomes like, you know, she's the one always calling the shots and always saying what needs to be done, that becomes very motherly. And you don't want that because you need to be partners. You need to be sharing the responsibility. And so, you know, I think it's important to have a conversation with your husband if you haven't already and say like, listen, I give you these lists because I know that you may not see what needs to be done, but I want you to know that we're partners in this. And so maybe even ask him, like, is there something that I could be doing?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. I think that's huge. It might come to the point where it would be worth investing in a housekeeper. Somebody that you can just give kind of very direct orders to in an employee kind of relationship. Because whenever, you know, it's that fine line of making sure that even when we're kind of giving tasks to each other, it's never in a parent-child dynamic. It's never in a boss-employee kind of dynamic. It's like, hey, here's the stuff that just kind of needs to be done. You know, you're home more this week. Could you help with this?
Right.
I think it's also being sensitive to each other's love languages. I would guess that the person who wrote this message, their primary love language might be acts of service. Like when you do specific things for me, it makes me feel loved and protected by you. Find out what your husband's love language is and make sure that you're really working to meet that. It might not be acts of service. He might not care about giving you
lists. It could be words of affirmation saying like, I appreciate you doing all this. Like, I know it's not easy. You know, I'm at work a little longer than you, but I know you're working hard at home too. So it's not belittling the fact that he does work less in like a work environment than you. But like what he's doing is just as important, you know, because the home has to keep on going.
It has, yeah. Or maybe his is physical touch. And, you know, you surprise him with some sexy lingerie after he's been working working on that list. And that'll motivate him to work even harder the next day. I promise you that. So
it's just important to have these conversations where you really can play to each other's strengths and make sure that there's just not this, you know, mother trying to tell her child what to do or even kind of, like I said, like, you know, patting him on the head like, oh, you know, you did the little things that
or punishing
I told you to
him
do,
in some
or
way when he doesn't.
Punishing him if he didn't like, do it exactly how you wanted
him.
It
oh,
done.
Oh, you left all these things off the list. Yeah. That's where resentment can build. Yeah. And there has to be a lot of respect.
Thank you all so much for listening to today's episode of Hump Day Q&A. We love getting your questions and we want to answer your question. So if you go to nakedmarriagepodcast.com, you can submit your question right there, or you can follow us on Instagram at Dave and Ashley Willis, and you can give us your questions right there by giving us a DM. So we'll catch you next time on Hump Day Q&A.